Welcome to the Brian Nyche podcast. We love you. Enjoy the episode. Look, if you have more questions about Jesus, about the Word of God, who God is, who is the Holy Spirit, right? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Email me. Hit me up on Twitter at MRNEITSCH, Mr. Nyche. So, or go into the Discord, ask questions, right? We love you. And God bless you. Enjoy the podcast. This is a story of Jonah. One day, long ago, God's word came to Jonah, Amittai's son. Up on your feet and on your way to the big city of Nineveh. Preach to them. They're in a bad way, and I can't ignore them any longer. But Jonah got up and went the other direction to Tarshish. Running away from God, he went down to the port of Joppa and found a ship headed for Tarshish. He paid the fare and went on board, joining those going to Tarshish, as far away from God as he could get. But God sent a huge storm at sea and the waves towering. The ship was about to break into pieces. The sailors were terrified. They called out in desperation to their gods. They threw everything they were carrying overboard to lighten the load. Meanwhile, Jonah had gone down into the hold of the ship to take a nap. He was sound asleep. The captain came in and said, "What is this, sleeping? Get up, pray to your God. Maybe your God will see we're in trouble and rescue us." Then the sailors said to one another, "Let's get to the bottom of this. Let's draw straws and identify the culprit on this ship who's responsible for this disaster." So they drew straws. Jonah got the short straw. Then they grilled him. "Confess. Why this disaster? What is your work? Where do you come from? What country? What family?" He told them, "I'm a Hebrew. I worship Yahweh, the God of heaven, who made this great sea and the land." At that, the men were frightened, really frightened, and said, "What on earth have you done?" As Jonah talked, the sailors realized that he was running away from God. They said to him, "What are we going to do with you to get rid of this storm?" By this time, the sea was wild, totally out of control. Jonah said, "Throw me overboard into the sea. Then the storm will stop. It's all my fault. I am the cause of the storm. Get rid of me, and you'll get rid of the storm." But no, the men tried rowing back to shore. They made no headway. The storm only got worse and worse and wild and raging. Then they prayed to Yahweh, "Oh God, don't let us drown because of this man, and don't blame us for his death. You are God. Do what you think is best." They took Jonah and threw him overboard. Immediately the sea was quieted down. The sailors were impressed, no longer terrified by the sea, but in awe of Almighty God. They worshiped God, offered a sacrifice, made vows to him. Then God assigned a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed. He prayed to God from the belly of the fish. He prayed, "In trouble, deep trouble, I pray to God. He answered me. From the belly of the grave, I cried, 'Help. You heard my cry. You threw me into ocean's depths, into a watery grave, with ocean waves, ocean breakers crashing over me.' I said, 'I've been thrown away, thrown out of your sight. I'll never again lay eyes on your holy temple. Ocean gripped me by the throat. The ocean abyss grabbed me and held me tight. My head was all tangled in seaweed, and at the bottom of the sea, where the mountains take root, I was as far down as a body could go, and the gates were slamming shut behind me forever. Yet you pulled me up from the grave alive. Oh God, my God. When my life was slipping away, I remembered you, God. And my prayer got through to you, made it all the way to your holy temple. Those who worship hollow gods, God frauds, they walk away from their only true love. But I'm worshiping you, God, calling out in thanksgiving. I'll do what I promised I'll do. Salvation belongs to Yahweh. Then God spoke to the fish. It vomited up Jonah on the seashore. Next, God spoke to Jonah a second time. Up on your feet and on your way to the big city of Nineveh. Preach to them. They're in a bad way, and I can't ignore it any longer. This time, Jonah started off straight for Nineveh, obeying God's orders to the letter. Nineveh was a big city, very big. It took 3 days to walk across it. Jonah entered the city, went 1 day's walk, and preached. In 40 days, Nineveh will be smashed. The people of Nineveh listened and trusted God. They proclaimed a citywide fast and dressed in burlap to show their repentance. Everyone did it, rich and poor, famous and obscure, leaders and followers. When the message reached the king of Nineveh, he got up off his throne, threw down his royal robes, dressed in burlap, and sat down in the dirt. Then he issued a public proclamation throughout Nineveh, authorized by him and his leaders. No one, not one drop of water. No one, not one bite of food for man, for woman, and for animals, including your herds and flocks. Dress them all, both people and animal, in burlap. Send up a cry for help to God. Everyone must turn around. Turn back from an evil life and the violent ways that strain their hands. Who knows? Maybe God will turn around and change his mind about us. Quit being angry with us and let us live. God saw what they had done, that they had turned away from their evil lives. He did change his mind about them. What he said he would do, he didn't do. Jonah was furious. He lost his temper. He yelled at God, God, I knew it. When I was back home, I knew this would happen. I knew it. That's why I ran to Tarshish. I knew you were sheer grace and mercy, and you were not easily angered, rich in love, and ready at the drop of a hat to turn your plans of punishment into forgiveness. So God, if you won't kill them, kill me. I'm better off dead. God said, what do you have to be angry about? But Jonah just left. He went out of the city to the east and sat down in a sulk. He put together a makeshift shelter, a leafy branch, and sat there in the shade to see what would happen to the city. God arranged for a broad-leaf tree to spring up. It grew over Jonah to cool him off and to get him out of his angry sulk. Jonah was pleased and enjoyed the shade. Life was looking up. But then God sent a worm. By dawn of the next day, the worm had bored into the shade tree, and it withered away. The sun came up, and God sent a hot, blistering wind from the east. The sun beat down on Jonah's head, and he started to faint. He prayed to die. "I'm better off dead." Then God said to Jonah, "What right do you have to get angry about this shade tree?" Jonah said, "Plenty of right. It's made me angry enough to die." God said, "What's this? How is it that you can change your mind, your feelings, from pleasure to anger overnight about a mere shade tree that you did nothing to get? You neither planted nor watered it. It grew up one night and it died the next night. So why can't I likewise change what I feel about Nineveh from anger to pleasure? This big city of more than 120,000 childlike people who don't yet know right from wrong, to say nothing of all the innocent animals."